Canton man has been identified after dying in a Thursday afternoon fire. The Stark County Coroner's Office says 41-year-old Brian Wakefield was found unconscious around 5:20 inside a shed at his home in the 2600 block of Kirby Avenue Northeast. Wakefield was pronounced dead at the scene. Preliminary causes of death are burns and smoke inhalation. Investigator Tammy Wilkes says toxicology tests are pending. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Canton woman pleaded not guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide care for a functionally impaired person. 34-year-old Sierra Talmadge was arraigned today in Common Pleas Court. After being arrested Tuesday, she and 59-year-old Phyllis Green of Canton allegedly failed to properly care for 71-year-old Lola Streetman, resulting in her death in May 2021. Talmadge and Green have a pretrial hearing set for Wednesday. Green has also pleaded not guilty. A Canton man now in custody following a grand jury indictment in connection with an October attack. 30-year-old Devontae Pritchard was arrested Thursday and is scheduled for arraignment today in Common Pleas Court. Faces charges including attempted murder, aggravated robbery, and having weapons under disability. Police say 63-year-old Craig Benson of Canton was assaulted and robbed in the 700 block of High Avenue Southwest. He was knocked unconscious during the incident, which was caught on video. The Stark County grand jury indictment has led to the arrest of a 21-year-old woman. Jocelyn Shepherd of Elyria was picked up Thursday. Investigators say the activity occurred between September 26th and October 11th and involved repeated calls and text messages to two women along with threatening statements. Shepherd faces charges including retaliation, menacing by stalking, and telecommunications harassment. She was previously convicted of threatening and assaulting one of the victims who was working at the county jail in 2023. Airborne lead levels have dropped 98% since 2023 in the Canton area. The EPA now proposing to redesignate the area as meeting federal air quality standards. Officials say the progress comes after efforts to reduce emissions, including changes at the Republic Steel facility, which closed nearly 3 years ago. The EPA will open a 30-day public comment period before issuing a final decision. Monitoring shows lead levels have remained well below the national standard since late 2023. Nimishillen Township trustees are moving forward with a 2026 paving program. Bids will be sought for the project. Trustees Thursday also approved a one-year $5,600 software program for the fire department to track EMS calls, fire runs, accidents, and vehicle maintenance. The department in March handled 140 calls, including 95 EMS runs. Washington Township trustees addressed several issues during their latest meeting. Trustees approved a 12-month moratorium on new data center projects to allow time to update zoning regulations. Residents raised questions about data centers during the meeting. The Columbiana County grand jury has reduced charges against a woman accused of threatening a school. 37-year-old Aaron McGuire of Latonia was indicted for misdemeanor aggravated menacing, down from a felony terroristic threat charge. The case was sent back to municipal court. McGuire was accused of telling two students she would blow up the Latonia K-12 school January 13th. Police said she was upset about changes to bus routes. A proposed annexation involving the city of Salem headed to the Ohio Supreme Court. After it was rejected by lower courts, the dispute centers on a property on Beechwood Road in Perry Township that was ruled not contiguous to the city. County commissioners denied the request, as did lower courts last year. Salem is appealing to the high court, saying the decision could affect future annexation cases. Five residents were taken to a hospital as precaution after a gas leak at an East Liverpool care center. Crews evacuated patients after detecting gas inside the building. No one was hurt. The leak was brought under control. Firefighters say it happened around 11:40 Thursday morning at Valley Oaks Care Center on Selfridge Street when construction crews struck a gas line. Man expected to be arraigned today after being arrested during a human trafficking investigation in Beaver Township. 52-year-old Jason Moore of Howland was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon after arriving to meet someone he had been chatting with online. The arrest made by Township Police and the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. Moore faces felony charges, including attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor and importuning. He's being held in the Mahoning County Jail. Officials with the Mahoning County Board of Elections say they're close to deciding on a new location in Youngstown. After touring a former grocery store Thursday, leaders say that Glenwood Avenue location is the preferred option over the Patriot Building in Austintown. The search was prompted by safety concerns at the current Oak Hill Renaissance Place offices. Final decision will depend on costs and a long-term lease agreement.